This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More Colorado school districts are showing signs of fiscal stress compared to recent years. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
That's according to the Office of the State Auditor's annual fiscal health report. Out of 178 school districts, 36 missed one or more financial benchmarks. That compares to 31 last year and 17 in 2022. When districts miss the benchmarks, it can be a warning of financial difficulties. The two biggest problems were districts with declining reserve funds and declining fund balances. 14 districts spent down fund balance to retain staff, pay higher utility costs, and to address overall inflation. One small rural district had losses to purchase a boiler to keep the district running. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Prosecutors in Denver are dropping charges against anti-war protesters arrested at the Auraria campus this past spring. Denverite's Paulus Alcida.
A total of 80 individuals were arrested or issued summons during the three-week Auraria anti-war camp. The arrests included students and at least three professors. Many of those arrested were charged with trespassing and failure to obey a police officer. While court proceedings began this summer, the Denver City Attorney's Office said it has dropped charges for a number of the Auraria pro-Palestine protest cases, though it's still unclear how many. The office said some cases were dropped because prosecutors determined there was no likelihood of conviction. I'm Paulus Alcida, Denverite.
A Colorado artist and the ACLU are suing Vail for violating her free speech. Danielle Seawalker was awarded the town's 2024 Artist-in-Residence position, but the offer was pulled after community pushback to an Instagram post that Seawalker made that called the war in Gaza a genocide. Now, the ACLU says the town violated her right of expression and is asking for damages. A spokesperson for the town of Vail declined to comment. The state health department is sending reminders to Coloradans aged 50 to 64 about their annual flu vaccine. Health officials say the shot is the best way to protect against the flu and potential serious complications. This is CPR News.